The attendants took the goat to the priest. They explained what had happened. The priest realized this was a very special goat. And he said very respectfully, "Sir Goat, why did you suddenly start to laugh? And then, just as suddenly, start to cry?" The goat said, "Many, many lifetimes ago, I was a priest in a well-respected religion. And I decided that it was a special day. And to celebrate it, I would sacrifice the life of a goat. I started to laugh because I realized, having been that priest, I had been born as a goat 499 lifetimes. This is my last lifetime as a goat. And that is why I laughed. For my debt has been paid. But then I realized, you are about to repeat my very same mistake. And you too will be born as a goat. And you too will die by having your throat slit as a sacrifice. Why I cried." The priest said, "I will protect you. You say you died because your head was cut off. I will protect you. We will not let anything happen to you today." The goat shook his head and said, "No. You do not have anywhere near the power to counteract the force from my negative karma. I will die today. My head will be cut off." The priest called guards, more attendants, told them, "Follow the goat, protect it. Do not let anything happen to it." The goat walked out of the temple grounds, walked over to a ledge that was near a hill, and started to nibble a leaf that was on a branch on a tree on that hill. As the goat raised its head to nibble that leaf, suddenly, out of nowhere, a storm blew up. There was a flash of lightning. The lightning hit a ledge. A rock was cut off. The rock hit the goat on the neck. The attendants went back, but before they left, they heard a voice. They looked around, and they saw a being up in the tree that they had not seen before. And they said, "Did you laugh?" And he said, "Yes, because I have seen everything that happened, and I know why." And they said, "Please tell us." The being said, "This is the result of ignorance, of not understanding the reality of what is happening all around us. In your ignorance, because you do not know better than the ignorance of your priest, you believe very falsely that the way to honor your God is to kill a living being. But this is wrong. To kill for any reason is wrong.